Healthy Alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz. What Healthy Alternatives is about is most of us really want to reach optimum levels of health and wellness. We want to feel better, live longer, and enjoy life even more. And that's what I attempt to bring you in each of the Healthy Alternative shows. My guest I'm going to be interviewing later in the show is Nikki Van Valkenburg. She's the author of Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, Conquer Attention Deficit Hyperactive Disorder in 60 Days Without Ritalin. Her book has been voted the best self-improvement book in 2011. She's received many other awards. Her background is she's a motivational writer with 20 years of experience, writing for newspapers and magazines. She's got a master's in journalism and a bachelor's in psychology. And we're going to be talking to her about ADHD in just a few minutes. Every week, I like to begin the show by talking about an issue or concern you should know about because it can have real impact on you. This week, what I want to talk about is sunscreens and that they may actually be causing skin cancer. This is a report by Dr. David Williams. First of all, one of the things he says is that there's really not adequate scientific data to support the belief that sunscreens can prevent skin cancer. There are two types of waves that impact us on the planet. One is ultraviolet A, which we label UVA, and the other is ultraviolet B, UVB. Now, UVB affects the outer surface of the skin while UVA penetrates more deeply. Most sunscreens, regardless of their advertising claims, only block the UVB rays because there's no way of testing them against UVA, even though UVA accounts for up to 95% of the ultraviolet energy coming from the sun. So when the skin is exposed to the UVB rays, it produces melanin. This is the pigment that is responsible for tanning. Turns out it has lots of other roles as well. It actually absorbs the radiant energy of all the wavelengths of the sun's light, and that includes UVA. It also neutralizes free radicals that are caused by exposure to sunlight. So while applying sunscreen sounds like a great idea because you can stay in the sun for a lot longer without burning, by blocking the UVB rays, which is what sunscreens do, the surface skin, yeah, it doesn't burn, but you're not producing melanin, and your skin keeps its white winter color if you're fair skin. Because these UVB rays are blocked, the skin never receives the primary single neck needed to produce melanin, and so you're actually remaining vulnerable to UVA waves penetrating deeper into the skin. And by the way, UVA rays come through glass. So if you've got a brightly lit office with lots of windows, sunny day, you're actually getting sun exposure to the bad kind, which is UVA. There are also chemicals in the sunscreens and lipsticks and cosmetics, which are aimed to block the UVA rays, but they behave like estrogen. And what they do is they make you more possible of having breast and uterine cancer because of that. Now, sunscreen also interferes with the synthesis of vitamin D. Doctors at Tufts University found that 30% of the elderly who experienced hip fractures were deficient in vitamin D, and 50% of the elderly evaluated in nursing homes showed vitamin D deficiencies during the winter months. So that what we're looking at is using sunscreens, and they may actually be causing more harm than good. You want to take a look at that for yourself and maybe look at the notion of getting just small exposures to the sun and then put on your sunscreen a little bit later on. And also look for some, there you can now find on the internet organic sunscreens as well that don't have all these chemicals in them. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. You can also go to teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com. And I do a free email newsletter once a month on health, nutrition, wellness, things that I don't normally talk about on Healthy Alternatives. When you go to teplitz.com, you'll see the About Home button. Click there and you'll be able to sign up. At the top of the Healthy Alternatives page, you'll see Jerry Recommends, and those are people, services, products that I think you ought to know about, so go take a look and click on that button. Every week, I'd like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough, new discoveries, the latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, your family, and loved ones. And what I've been talking about in the issue area was sunscreen preventing the right stuff happening on your skin with UVA and UVB. I want to now take this further from the positive side that having sun exposure can actually reduce dramatically the possibility of getting cancer. Now, it's been estimated in 2011 that nearly 1.6 million people would be diagnosed with cancer, and more than 570,000 of them will die from the disease. New research has confirmed that if you want to slash your cancer risk, it's essential you spend adequate time in the sun or at least take a supplement containing vitamin D3. They've actually found that the higher the UVB that we're exposed to, that it actually lowers the incidence of 15 different types of cancer, from bladder to rectal to breast, gastric, renal, cervical, lung, colon, ovarian, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, pancreatic, many types of cancers. Now, these links to cancer have been tested and confirmed in more than 200 studies, and there have actually been 2,500 lab studies done looking at the physiological basis for how vitamin D is affecting us. What kind of prevention can we expect? Well, some of the researchers have looked at it and are guesstimating that we can have 600,000 cases of breast and colon cancer prevented every year. That by optimizing your level of vitamin D, you can have protection from 16 different types of cancer, including pancreatic cancer, prostate, and skin cancer. In a large, randomized, placebo-controlled study of vitamin D and cancer showed that the D cut the overall rate of cancers by as much as 60%, to the extent the Canadian Cancer Society now is recommending this as a vitamin prevention therapy. And Dr. William Grant, who is a internationally recognized research scientist and vitamin D expert, is suggesting that over 2 million deaths worldwide and 200,000 in the U.S. can be prevented each year by having higher levels of vitamin D. What vitamin D is doing, it's increasing the self-destruction of mutated cells. It's reducing the spread and reproduction of cancer cells. It's causing cells to become differentiated because when they're cancer cells, they are lack differentiation, and also reducing the growth of new blood cells from pre-existing ones. You're looking, if you have cancer, to be in the range of 70 to 100 ng per milliliter in your system. If you don't have cancer, you want to be in the 50 to 70 milliliter range. To get there, it's been suggested by Carol Bagley that you look at taking around 8,000 IUs a day, and you want to make sure you're getting vitamin D3. So now we can do things using the sun to really help protect us from the epidemic of cancer that's out there. Before I bring on my guest, Nikki Van Valkenburg, I'd like to pause to share with you about one of my books, Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. This book is full of techniques and approaches that you can use when you have stress coming at you. You'll learn things that you can do to get rid of a headache in 90 seconds, migraines in 5 minutes, sinus colds, stiff neck, sore shoulders, and even lower back pain. These are things that you tend not to go to the doctor for, but they cause stress, they cause difficulty, they cause pain for you. Get the book. You'll be able to do these things for yourself and for loved ones immediately from turning to the page in the book that has those treatments on it, and you can do it right away. You can order the book on Amazon.com, or you can go to templates.com, and you can click on products and then go to books. My guest today is Nikki Van Valkenburg. Nikki is the author of Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, Conquer Attention Deficit Hyperactive Disorder in 60 Days Without Ritalin. The book was voted Best Self-Improvement Book in 2011 by the Mom's Choice Awards and the Best Motivational Book by Reader's Favorites Awards. She was also a grand finalist in the USA Today Book Awards in the Health Alternative Medicine category. Nikki's a motivational writer with 20 years of experience writing for newspapers and magazines. She has a master's in journalism and a bachelor in psychology. And Nikki, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you, Jerry.
So would you tell our readers a bit about your book? It's a long title, but Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life. What's it about?
Right. Well, my book is called Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, Conquer ADHD in 60 Days Without Ritalin, and it describes a way to conquer attention deficit disorder with or without hyperactivity in 60 days, and it's called ADHD, and most people take prescription medicine like Ritalin or Adderall, Intuitive, but there's another way to tackle ADHD without taking drugs, and this is brain training. And my book describes a method of brain training that's currently used in clinics all across the country. It's very popular, it's clinically based, and very effective. And now you can do it in the comfort of your own home. You can train your brain to conquer ADHD at home, and that saves you time, energy, and money.
So in case listeners don't have a kid who's ADHD, what does that look like?
Sure. It's things like poor concentration, that you're like a light switch. You're turned off whenever something's boring, too complicated, or hard to understand. It's being easily distracted. If something doesn't capture your attention, then you tune out and you start thinking about other things. And part of the problem is a lack of stimulation. If you don't have enough stimulation or arousal, then your thoughts will be elsewhere. And it's other things like being disorganized, being all over the place and scattered, and a restlessness, having a low tolerance for boredom. Like waiting in line is pure torture, and if you're listening to a boring speaker, you'd like to get up and leave. You prefer sound bites to long-winded explanations. And then the whole problem of low arousal, struggling to get into gear, feeling bored or apathetic, struggling to start projects, switching between activities or finishing your work, craving stimulation, like being a thrill seeker or adrenaline junkie. A lot of times you see people that are addicted to coffee, and they have to have coffee to get themselves up. That's often a sign of ADHD.
But those now, Nikki, how does this differ from a typical teenager?
Well, yeah, a lot of teenagers do have ADHD. You know, USA Today says that 3 out of every 5 people have ADHD. But, you know, some people, they have it and they still manage to do well in school or in the job. But other people, it's a struggle. They get in trouble at school. They can't seem to get on track in terms of studying, getting their grades in line, or maybe they're in a job, and because they have ADHD, they're really struggling to be at work on time, to do the job that they've been assigned to do, and to get ahead in the job. And if that's the case, then you probably want to do something about it.
Now, I've seen some reports that talk about diagnosing ADHD is real difficult, and because it's a lot of it is subjective
right.
from the people doing the diagnosis. Is that your experience from your research that you've done as well?
Yes, it sure is. I wrote about it in my book, and I'm not a doctor. I'm basically an investigative journalist, and I have a master's in psychology and journalism. But I wrote this book because I myself struggle with ADHD, and I found something that really helped me to put my life on track. And, in fact, it's a 60-day protocol for conquering ADHD, but it can also be used for things like post-traumatic stress disorder, a person who has anxiety, depression, panic attacks, or even seasonal affective disorder.
Now, I understand that and you're actually talking about curing ADHD as opposed to medicating a person
right.
so they become more zombie, right? So you're talking about something very different.
Yes, it is a long-range solution. People always ask me, if they do this protocol, will their ADHD disappear forever and never come back? Well, even medicine can't make that claim, but what I can tell you is that this protocol will make permanent and lasting changes in your brain. It'll give you new neural pathways, and so you'll be learning the rhythm of a person who is listening, focusing, tuning out distractions, getting organized, and getting things done. It's that person that we all want to be, and it's actually a brainwave configuration. And by doing it every day, having these sessions, you're practicing it. And it's like they say, practice makes perfect, and repetition creates mastery. So by doing these sessions, you're practicing it until you master it, and you'll actually hold this brainwave configuration. It's permanent. Your gains will be sustained. Now, what can cause you to relapse is crisis or trauma, having a car accident, having a fight with a loved one, losing your job, or even something positive like maybe having a new love relationship or taking on a new little project at work that seems kind of challenging. If your brainwaves become disrupted for any reason, they may not go back to normal after the event has passed. But we don't have to run to our medicine cabinet. We can just start using the brain training system again and get back on track.
Now, this system was discovered back in 67. How did it come about?
Right. It was actually a neuroscientist at UCLA, and his name's Dr. Barry Sterman, and he was working with stray cats in his lab, and he found brainwave sounds that affect sound waves that actually affected the brainwaves of the cats. And these were cats that were born out in the wild that shunned human contact. But by keeping them in his lab and by exposing them to these sound waves, he was able to train and condition the cats, and they would even ignore the distraction of food and water when they heard this sound. They became very docile. They allowed themselves to be petted. Now, that was just the beginning. After that, his research assistant came to him and said, "Dr. Sterman, I saw what you did with those cats. Can you test this rhythm on me?" And that was kind of the first human test. And her name was Margaret Fairbanks, and she said, "Dr. Sterman, I have a medical condition. I have epilepsy, and because of my epilepsy, I can't drive. I can't get a driver's license, and it's such a hassle. My husband's got to take me to work. If I go to the store, I have to hitch a ride, and I want my independence. I want my driver's license." And Dr. Sterman said, "Well, I can't make any promises, but okay, let's test these sound waves on you." So she came into the lab every day and listened to these sound waves, And after 60 days, she went back to her doctor to be tested. And they did MRIs, they did EEGs, they did blood work, they did all the tests. And the doctors were just scratching their heads. And they said, you know, Margaret, I don't know what happened, but you don't have epilepsy anymore. And it was just like a miracle. And she said, well, can I get a note? Can I get a note from you? And they gave her a doctor's note. She went to the DMV, and that day she got her driver's license. And it was a landmark case. The word got out, and people started lining outside of Dr. Sturman's office saying, hey, I want to be the next person. I've got epilepsy. I want to be healed. I brought my brother with me. I brought my dad. We all want to be cured of epilepsy. And to this day, Dr. Barry Sturman at UCLA, he works with epileptics, and he published all this in professional journals. But researchers started to say, if he can do that with the cats, if he can do that with epilepsy, what can he do with children that have learning disabilities? What can he do with a child who picks up a book, reads a chapter, closes it, can't remember anything about that? Or maybe they spell their D's and B's or their S's backwards, or maybe they have trouble getting organized in school, or maybe they have trouble like being distracted and get imagining and thinking about different things when their mind should be focused on their schoolwork. What can we do with them? So Dr. Sturman met with these two psychology professors, Joel and Judith Lubar, at the University of Tennessee, and they had been working with learning disabilities for years, but now they picked up Dr. Sturman's protocol of these sound waves, and they started working with ADHD children and dyslexic children and children with sensory processing and all of these challenges, and applying this protocol. And they actually fine-tuned the protocol, and they saw miraculous results. They saw kids that had been on Ritalin or Adderall since kindergarten. They got off the medicine. The kids that were in resource got out of resource, went back into the normal classroom, finished high school, went on to college, and never took that medicine again. It's just a remarkable protocol. And what I have here, I've written my book, but I also have an upgrade, which is an actual brain training system. And I'm a licensed distributor. I had to get a license from the company in order to sell this machine. But I wrote my book because I feel like the average layperson doesn't know about this technology, and I wanted to get the word out that drugs are not the only way to tackle ADHD, that this is a viable alternative, and it was actually invented by a neuroscientist.
So before we continue, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Healthy Alternatives, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and we'll be back with my guest, Vicki Van Valkenburg, in just a moment. I want to talk to you about my book, Switched On Networking, that I did with Donna Fisher. Donna is an expert on networking, and the book looks at both social media and physical networking. Donna's written a number of books on networking, and they've been at bestseller status. This one got to bestseller status on Amazon. And what I do is the brain rewiring part of the book for the techniques that Donna's telling you to use in networking. You can locate and get special gifts from friends of ours who are speakers as well if you go to switchedonnetworking.com and order it there. That's switchedonnetworking.com. It's a great book. It comes with 100% money-back guarantee. You can get it as an ebook, Kindle, Nook, or you can get it as a physical book. So my guest today is Nikki Van Valkenburg. She's author of Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, Conquer Attention Deficit Hyperactive Disorder in 60 Days Without Ritalin. It was voted by many groups the best book of 2011 by a whole range of groups, best motivational book. And Nikki is a motivational writer with 20 years of experience writing for newspapers and magazines. And she got a master's in journalism and a bachelor's in psychology. And so, Nikki, let's talk now about the concept of sensory motor rhythm. And there's some research that was done on that by NASA, and they found it boosts immunity. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Right. Well, it goes back to Dr. Barry Sturman, who I mentioned earlier. he discovered this rhythm, and he called it the sensory motor rhythm because it affects the sensory motor part of the brain. Now, I like to call it the rhythm of peak performance because that's the intended outcome. By listening to this rhythm, by practicing it, by mastering it, we achieve being able to concentrate, tune out distractions, get organized, get focused, and be more productive. That's the intended outcome. But Dr. Sturman called it the sensory motor rhythm. And if you went on Google, you could find all kinds of studies about this. NASA used this research. NASA came to Dr. Sturman and wanted to apply this to the astronauts going out in space, and they wanted to test actually a toxic motor fuel, and that the astronauts might be exposed to this motor fuel out in space, and they wanted to check if it was toxic and all this. So Dr. Sturman used, he tested it on these cats, you know, just exposed the cats to the vapors and things like that. And it was interesting that the cats who were exposed to the sensory motor rhythm, who did the exercises with Dr. Sturman previously, they did not get sick. But the cats who were new cats, new feral cats, many of them got sick and died. But the cats exposed to the sensory motor rhythm, they had higher immunity. And so this is something that Dr. Sturman has written about as well, is that cats and in fact humans also that have been exposed to the sensory motor rhythm may have a higher level of immunity. But that's something that NASA incorporated with their space program as well.
Now, earlier you mentioned about the, I think it called it a sound and light machine. And
right.
The 60-day protocol you have for
right.
Working for ADHD. Can you describe what
sure.
does that look like and how does that system work?
It's called the Alert Brain Training System, and it actually comes with three parts. It comes with some eyeglasses and headphones and a little control box with pre-programmed sessions. It's about the size of a cell phone. So how it works is you lay back on your bed, you cover up with a blanket, you put on the headphones, you put on these eyeglasses, and then you press a button on the control box, and you'll see some mild flashing lights, and you'll hear some heartbeat sounds. And what you're seeing and hearing is actually the sensory motor rhythm or the rhythm of peak performance. And this is a rhythm that will train your brain to overcome ADHD. And a session, you close your eyes, you relax, it's very relaxing. It lasts about 22 minutes, and once it's over, you're ready to go about your day.
So is one of the things that the research has discovered different sound frequencies affect people in different ways and different parts of the brain?
Well, the sound waves, two-part. The sound waves come through the headphones, and then the glasses have some mild synchronized flashing lights. And actually, the glasses, it's the same rhythm as what you hear on the headphones, but it's given to you in this sequence of flashing lights. And this is a system that was developed by school psychologist Michael Joyce using Dr. Sturman's research and his findings and developing it into a home-based protocol. The system's about $370. I have a Bill Me Later program, so you can take up to 1 year to pay without interest, and that comes out to about $35 a month.
Now, what happens with a person when they're using this system? How long before they start seeing results? What kind of changes happen for them?
Well, it's a 60-day protocol, and you do one session for 5 days, and then you go on to the next one. You do that one for 5 days. You go on to the next one. So actually, there are 12 sessions. You do them 5 times each for a total of 60 days. And you'll start to notice little changes right away. But when you complete the program, that's when you'll really see the changes. You'll notice little things like it'll be easier to read and to remember what you read. It'll be easier to concentrate. You'll be able to tune out distractions. You'll be able to get your work done faster. And you'll be able to concentrate so much better when people are talking to you, when you do your assignments. You'll be able to stay focused and on task. So that's the intended outcome.
For somebody who's quote-unquote normal, that elusive word anyway, but will be taking this brain training work assist them?
Yes, you know, you don't have to have something wrong with you to use the machine. And I have many very intelligent people who use the machine as well. I had a stockbroker use the machine, and he said that it was just...
Wait a minute. The way the stock market's been recently, they're not that intelligent anymore.
True. Well, but, you know, the job can get overwhelming, having a tremendous amount of reading material, that the lines in your reading material are running together. You read something, you're like, what in the world was that? I got to go back and reread. So it's overwhelm, it's stress. All of these factors are setting in and affecting your job performance. I even had a judge buy the machine, and he said after using the machine, he felt so much more at ease at work. He didn't feel like an elephant was sitting on his chest all the time, you know, the stress. And so people use the machine that don't have learning disabilities, but they use it for stress. They use it for overwhelm in their job, lots of things like that.
With the judge, it'd be interesting to see if it changed how he gave sentences out to people since he felt better.
Because
there was some research showing that when people, judges had an argument with their spouse in the morning, they actually had harsher rulings that they did on the bench. So,
that's interesting. Yeah.
So put me in front of that judge when he's listening to the machine.
Yeah. I sold a machine to a lawyer, too, and he said, you know, I graduated at the top of my class. I'm a smart guy. But I feel like that the stress of the work is getting to me. And if I don't do something, I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. It is just so overwhelming, the amount of responsibility that I have, the long hours. And he saw a lot of great things happen with the machine as well and the protocol.
Well, before I got my PhD in holistic health sciences, I was an attorney, and I got to see that part of being an attorney, long hours, intense pressure, and a negative environment, because you're always looking for what can you do to go after the other person's jugular. So it's not a very pleasant thought that gets implanted in you. So can you share, we're almost out of time, but can you share a story or two of people who've been helped by the concepts you're sharing in the machine?
Let's see. I had a family recently that bought the machine for their autistic daughter, and she had been traumatized at school. Evidently, she had to go to the restroom, and then the teacher wouldn't let her go, and she ended up wetting herself. Well, the teacher brought her a stack of paper towels, made her clean it up, and then ostracized her in front of the entire class, made an example of her, and made her stand in the corner. Well, all of this happened on Friday, and come Monday, she said, I'm not going back to school. I'm not going back there. And the mother had to homeschool her, and she also developed really bad social anxiety. Like something simple like going to the grocery store, she would be like, you know what, I have to get out of here. I just can't be here. And she would want to leave. And she had, it was all the symptoms of post-traumatic stress. And her mom said, I feel like a prisoner in my own home. I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. She doesn't want to go with me anywhere. And my life is just a nightmare. And now the girl is in her 20s. She's not in school anymore, and she's basically living at home. And it's very difficult, very stressful on the mother. And the mom had to, of course, quit her job. And, whenever she goes out, she had to find care for her daughter. Well, they bought the machine. They were using it together every day. They would take turns using it. And the mom started to slowly see changes in the daughter. The daughter became more affectionate with the mom, like she'd give her hugs and kisses. And then one day the daughter said, "Hey, can we go out for a bike ride?" Well, the mom was like ready to fall down. It was like just amazing for her to want to go out and do anything. Well, they went on a bike ride. It was a beautiful day. And then they started doing this every day, going on bike rides. And then the daughter said, "Well, hey, why can't I go with you to the store?" And then she actually sat in the front seat of the car, and that was a big thing because she usually sat in the back. And they went to the store, and they went shopping. And then the daughter said, "Why don't we go to a movie?" They went to the movies. That, and just little things like that. And then they went to a Disney concert. And the mom said to me, "Nikki, I feel like I'm finally coming out of darkness. I mean, this is such a blessing. I don't even understand the technology, what it's doing to my daughter, but it's working. And this machine is worth every penny that I've paid for it."
So for my listeners, if you'd like to learn more about Nikki's book, Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, or the machine, you can go to the website she has. It's www.trainyourbraintransformyourlife.com. That's trainyourbraintransformyourlife.com. Nikki, thanks for being a guest today on Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you, Jerry.
My guest next week is going to be Dr. Julie Chen. Dr. Julie is a board-certified integrative medicine physician. She's got a clinic in San Jose, California, and she incorporates medical acupuncture, Chinese scalp acupuncture, osteopathic manipulation, clinical hypnotherapy, vitamin herbal therapy into her practice. She's got a background in internal medicine. She does corporate wellness for a number of Silicon Valley-based corporations. She's been on various medical expert panels and is featured on radio and TV programs. And we're going to talk about the law that the Supreme Court recently upheld, the Affordable Health Care Act, and how it's really going to affect us in practice. You're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz. You can find out more about me at teplitz.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you, or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.